Well, greetings to each of you, and welcome to The Shakedown, a podcast about corrections, for corrections, and by corrections. I'm your host, Aaron Dawson. Good to be with you yet again. I'm glad we can continue pushing on, interacting, challenging, sharpening our skills, and hopefully becoming more and more excellent with each passing day. Looking forward to our topic today. Before we get into that, I want to remind each of you that if you're looking for good, solid, quality training, you can go to jailtraining.org. That is Nigel's website. You can check events. You can look under trainings and see all the different trainings that are going on that they're offering. But maybe it's, you say, well, I'm not, you know, our agency, we don't send a lot of people to training, or, man, the budget for training this year is getting eat up with all these, everything costs them more, so forth and so on. All right. That's what Dakota's there for. Dakota is Nigel's online, training program. And so you can get on that and you can, participate in a whole host of trainings right there online in the comfort of wherever you're at, and get the information that you need to do what you need to do in a more excellent fashion. So you can find all that on jailtraining.org. I kind of like the guys, as we move into our topic, I want to kind of bring to a close this, what did I call it last week? A thought train. This thought train that we've been on for the last, let's say, month, talking about these foundational questions that we need to have answered if we're going to stick with it, stay with it, and be successful over the long term. We started with talking about developing our purpose, identifying our purpose. What is it that drives us, that gets us out of bed every morning, makes it to where we want to go to work every day? And then we talked about after that, our ideology, that framework, the lens, if you will, that we look through and we process what's going on around us. And then last week we talked about our value structure and how we define success, and are we being successful in what it is that we're pursuing and what it is that we're doing. Well, as I was thinking about how to bring this all together, I was reading across some articles and reading some stats out of those articles, pardon me. And here's some of the stats. In January of 2023, January of this year, the U.S. is sixth in the world in the number of incarcerated people per capita, meaning the number per 100,000 citizens, the number of those 100,000 that are incarcerated. Right now, we're sixth in the world on a per capita basis. However, when you look at the total number of people incarcerated, the U.S. has the largest incarcerated population in the world. Now you think about that. We do not have the largest population in the world, or the population of the United States. We are not the largest nation population-wise in the world. However, in spite of that, we have the largest incarcerated population in the world. Now, if you think I'm about to be a proponent for cutting a bunch of people loose and saying that that's a problem, what I'm saying is incarceration is a crucial component of our criminal justice system. If we did not have incarceration, what else would you have as far as the criminal justice system? And maybe that's a path we don't want to get down, because there's lots of people out there with lots of ideas, and that's a can that we do not want to take the lid off anyway. But the point I'm trying to make, guys, is that our culture with the current criminal justice system, with the current court system, with the current legal system, our culture needs our profession. And it's not just being in the profession that matters. How we carry it out matters as much, if not more, as being in the profession. And guys, I don't know about you, but there's sometimes where we can feel lost as to our place in the culture. I mean, you think about it. if, you know, if somebody, their career field or their profession, you say they're an airline pilot. Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, got to have airline pilots, or maybe they're a truck driver. Man, absolutely. That is awesome. I mean, we got to move stuff. We got to, you know, got to have truck drivers, or, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, or I'm a some kind of medical tech. Well, absolutely. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, got to have those. I do this, I do that. And they're like, okay, that makes sense. You have a conversation going like that, and somebody throws out there, oh, I'm a corrections officer, I work in a jail. Crickets. There's a sense of awkwardness sometimes from the people that are listening. Like, they don't know how to respond to that. If somebody said, you know, I'm a doctor, okay, well, you might strike up a conversation about what kind of doctor, you know, if they've seen anything weird in the last little while, have they done any interesting surgeries or something like that. But we say, oh, I'm a corrections officer. Oh, that's nice. So sometimes we can feel lost as to our place in the culture. And maybe ask ourselves the question, is what we do a source of pride? Are we proud of what it is that we do for a living? Do we see our place in the culture and in society as crucial and necessary and important in such a way that we're proud of what it is that we do for a living? Guys, it's a fact that for a culture to be successful, there must be structure, there must be laws that govern behavior. Without that, it's going to be chaos. It's also a fact that if there are rules, if there are laws, there will be those that violate those rules and those laws. It is a fact that order demands that there be consequences for violating those laws. It is a fact that our society has deemed that one of those consequences for violating those laws is incarceration. It is a fact our society needs us. So, what does that mean as to our place and how we should feel about and carry out our role as a corrections officer? Well, guys, I want to give you four things. The first is, be proud of the role that you fulfill. As a corrections officer, your job is maintaining order. Your job is maintaining safety. Your job is maintaining justice. And not just in a philosophical sense, from a distance, in some office in a, you know, building somewhere where, you know, you write about the importance of order and safety and justice. No, due to the way our culture and our society is set up, the only people that we deal with are people that have at the very least been accused of, if not guilty of, violating the laws that govern our society. And some of the laws that they have violated in a horrendous, violent, aggressive, and terrible way. And you take all those people, you put them in one structure sitting right on top of each other. And it is our job, it is our task to maintain order, to maintain safety, and to make sure that justice is maintained, that these people do not have access to the population until the courts have decided what needs to be done with them. So be proud of the role that you fill. Second thing I want to encourage you with, be informed about the role. As a corrections officer, what does the law say that you can do and that you can't do? Do you know? When it comes to First Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights, Eighth Amendment, what does the law say? What tools and strategies do you need to not just be marginal, but to be excellent? What tools and strategies do you need to grow, to be successful? Do you know what those tools and those strategies are? How can we continue to improve? We need to be informed about what it is that we do. When you look at what corrections was 15, 20 years ago, it's not that anymore. When you look at what corrections was 30, 40, 50 years ago, oh my word, it is not that anymore. The population has changed. The population's expectations have changed. The moral culture has changed. So much has changed. We must be informed. We must know what it is that we're doing or that we say that we're doing. Third thing, perform the role in a way to be proud of. Perform the role in a way to be proud of. You know, 50, 60, 100 years ago, corrections officers, most of the population really didn't care what it was that they did, didn't care how they did what they did. As long as the people stayed in jail, that is all that mattered to them. However you want to treat them, whatever you want to, doesn't matter. Taint so anymore, y'all. We need to perform the job in a way that we can be proud of, whether everybody sees it or nobody sees it. How are we going to do that? Do the job with good character. Whether somebody's watching or not, do the right thing. Demonstrate good character. Do the job with empathy. And I'm not saying that you have to walk around hugging folks and you know, bawling and snotting on them and telling them, you know, that it'll be okay. No. When I interact with another human being, I need to try to understand what it is that they're thinking. I need to try to understand how it is that they arrived at the situation that they're in. I need to try to see things from their point of view. If I do that, very rarely will I find myself taking advantage of another human being. Do the job without malice. There's some people that are just flat out annoying. There are some people that are just flat out enraging. There are people that have assaulted either us or fellow officers that we care about. There's inmates that have committed horrendous crimes, maybe against people that we know or our family. We need to do the job without malice, because malice will always color our judgment. And if we're doing things, if we're behaving that way, how are we any different? And do the job with purpose. Go back to what we talked about those few weeks ago. Why is it that I do what I do? Keep that purpose in front of us. So be proud of the role. Be proud of the job we fill. Be informed about that role. Thirdly, perform the role in a way to be proud of. And then lastly, never be satisfied. So wait a minute. Never? Yeah, never. Continue to learn. Continue to grow. Continue to be open to the changes that come and roll with them and adapt with them and try to apply them in a way that is beneficial. Keep that information coming. Keep that information coming. You know, Google case laws or look up whatever the case may be. Sociology, psychology, communication skills, interpersonal skills. The list goes on and on. Keep learning. Keep growing. Be open to that. Continue to push to improve. You've reached this point in your career. Great. Congratulations. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. You say, well, man, I'm the best officer on our shift. Good. Be the best one in the jail. Be the best one in the state. Be the best one in the country. I don't know. Keep pushing to improve and continue to influence. One of the coolest and one of the neatest things that I recognize after working 10 years in a correctional facility is that I was constantly surrounded by opportunities to influence. Many of them I didn't recognize. Many of them, the influence was happening. I didn't realize it was happening. But we have opportunities to influence those around us. And we need to continue to do that in a positive way. Guys, when we talk about our place in the culture, are we always going to be understood? Is the culture always going to recognize and appreciate what it is that we do? Probably not. The culture likes to not think about what we do because it reminds them of what humanity is capable of. But the measurement that we should be using isn't whether we're understood, recognized, or appreciated. The measure we should use is, have we done our job to the best of our ability? If the answer to that is yes, be confident in that and take pride in that. Guys, I hope these last few weeks, as we've kind of dug into the psychology, if you will, of what it is that we do and why it is that we do it, I hope it's been thought-provoking to you. I'd love to hear from you, hear your thoughts on it. You can shoot me an email, shakedown@jailtraining.org. That's shakedown@jailtraining.org. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, I hope to be able to see you, interact with you at one of the jail cons coming up this year. But we're out of time, so we need to be done. So, guys, until the next time, stay sharp, stay safe, stay vigilant. Godspeed.